Hi, I'm Bob Taper with LearnVisualStudio.net. Now that we can navigate to the new recordaudio.xaml page, it's time to focus on layout. If you recall from our low-tech mock-up UI sketches that we did earlier in the series, we envisioned a simple reel image, like the reel-to-reel tape recorders, that would rotate to indicate that the app was currently in record mode. So there would be a button to start the recording process and a button to play back the sound. And then finally, there would be an app bar button that would allow the user to save the file and give it a name. So in this lesson, we're gonna get started with that whole layout and that whole process by laying out the page, adding the buttons and the reel in XAML, and then we'll worry about the actual audio recording functionality and the animation a little bit later. So the game plan in this short lesson is pretty straightforward. First of all, we're going to make some branding changes. As you can see right now, our new recordaudio.xaml page just has the boilerplate my application and page name. So we'll at least use localized resources to change the name of the app and then the page name. I'll probably just hard code that. I'm getting a little bit lazy here, sorry. Feel free to go in and pitch in and do it the right way using the app resources. At any rate then, secondly, we're gonna add the buttons and we'll add an ellipse and then add some shapes inside of that ellipse to make it look like one of those old style reel to reel circles. And then finally, we're gonna add an app bar like we learned how to do in a previous lesson. All right, so we're just gonna, nothing really new here per se. We're just going to exercise some of the things we've learned previously and get set up for some of the functionality that comes next. Okay, so let's get started. I'm gonna stop the execution of this app. We're going to begin by modifying that branding text at the very top in this stack panel. And so the first thing that we're going to do here is we're going to change this text, my application, and instead we're going to bind. So binding localized resources.application title. And then we're going to set the source equal to a static resource, localized strings. Right. Let's go ahead and move that down to another line. Okay, and you can see that it already picked it up and displays it now, the sound word soundboard. Now, I probably should do the same thing here and go ahead and create an entry for this page name in our app.resources.resx file. However, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to hard code it here. Okay, I'm just going to put record audio. And again, if I was really going to create this for distribution and I had the intent someday to localize it for different languages and regions around the world, obviously I would take a different tact. I just want to save a little time here. Now let's do this. I want to add the following XAML into the content panel grid. We're going to add a stack panel. And inside of that stack panel, I want to put a toggle button, and I'll describe what that is here in a little bit. Basically, it's just an on-off button, so it has two states, on or off, and you have to kind of click it twice to toggle it on and then off again, all right? And then we're going to add an ellipse, but I'm going to put a grid in here that will kind of take up the majority of our page. And then below that, I'm going to put a button and it'll be our playback button. So once we've recorded a sound, this will allow the user then to listen to it and see, is this what I really want to save before, clicking the save button to actually give it a name, and then they can see it in the list of custom sounds. So inside of the grid, let's make this a width of 200 and a height of 200. And inside of this grid, we're going to put an ellipse. And this ellipse will, let's put the fill equals, and then we're going to use our phone accent brush. So static resource phone accent brush, and close that off, and now we get the following. Very cool. Okay, so our ellipse that represents the reel that we're going to animate is not complete. We want it to look like an old reel-to-reel player. So we can accomplish this by using several smaller shapes kind of superimposed on top of this large red ellipse in the center through a series of small rectangles and maybe even a smaller ellipse in the very center of it. Okay, so let's start by adding the little tiny ellipse in the very center. So we'll go ellipse, and we'll just go height equals 20 and width equals 20. So let's see what that gives us so far. Okay, you can see it just gives us a small ellipse in the center. Let's set the fill color. I could set it equal to white, but here once again, let's use the static resource phone foreground brush. All right, and that's a little bit more like it here. So let's move these down to different lines. Great. All right, so that gives us a large red circle with a tiny red circle in the middle. Very good. Now let's create a series of rectangles. We'll need four of them. One at the top center, one at like 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 12 o'clock. Okay, so here, let's start with the one on the very top. So rectangle, go height equals 20, width equals 20. And then we'll set the vertical alignment to the top. And here, once again, we want the fill equal to our static resource phone foreground brush. Close that off. All right, very good. But it looks like it's a little too close to the top here, as you can see. So we're going to need to add a little margin. So margin equals, all right, we'll start on the left-hand side, 0. We want, let's try 20 pixels from the top, and then 0 on the right and 0 on the bottom. And that pushes it down sufficiently. Very good. Okay. Probably what I could just do here, just copy this and paste it, you know, a couple times. And then all we'll do is we'll just change this as we move around. So in the second one, what we'll do, we'll make it the horizontal alignment equal to the right, and then we will change the margin to 0, 0, 20. Perfect. All right, here, vertical alignment, we'll set this one to bottom, and then we'll set it to 0, 0, 0 here. 20 should go there. Is that good? It's not quite right. What did we do wrong that time? There we go. All right, and then we'll go horizontal alignment equal to the left, and then we'll set its margin to 20. That should work like so. Perfect. That's exactly what we wanted. Great. All right, so hopefully most of this code is self-explanatory. Let me take a minute to just move everything down onto its own line. I think it improves readability, especially when you have limited horizontal real estate in your viewing area, like we do in this recording. Perfect. Okay, great. Let's save that. All right, so finally, let's do this. We're going to go to the recordaudio.xaml.cs. And you can see here that because of the page template that I selected, I didn't get what I was hoping for. So I'm going to have to type this in by hand, but that's okay. We're going to go ahead and use the name that they use in the boilerplate template called Build Localized Application Bar. The fact of the matter is that we would probably be redoing most of this anyway. I'm going to right-click and select a generate method stub, and then inside of this, we're going to create a new application bar. Application bar equals new application bar. Great. And so create an application bar icon button called record audio app bar equals new application, like so. And then we'll go record audio app bar dot icon URI equals new URI and URI kind dot relative. And so in here, what we'll do is go to assets, app bar, and there's a save. Yeah, right here. If we hover over it, it'll look like a little disk indicating save. So let's go save.png. Great. And then finally, we'll go record audio app bar.txt equals app resources. And we'll use the app bar save. Now, apparently, I don't have a reference to the namespace we need. So, yeah, it'll use soundboard.resources. Okay, so that should work now. And then what we want to do is handle the click event equals plus equals, and we'll go tab. All right, and we'll come back to that a little bit later. But now we've set up the click event for our button. The next thing I want to do is add it to the application bar. So application bar dot buttons collection dot add the record audio app bar. Great. And then finally, what I want to do is I'm going to make the application bar. We're going to set the isVisible equal to false, so I want it to be hidden at startup. And then we'll show it whenever we have something we need to save, but initially we don't have anything to save, okay? And I think that's all we need to do. It's going to throw a new not implemented exception if we actually click it. Now, hopefully none of this is new to you. I've explained most of this code before, but you know, essentially we're creating a new application bar and then we're adding a new button to it. We're wiring up an event handler for that button, adding the button to the buttons collection of the application bar and then hiding it. All right, and then this will, whenever we click on our new save record audio app bar button, it'll fire off this code block. All right, so if we go to, if we comment this out and then run it, at least we'll be able to see it. And we'll go ahead and click the record button, and we have an exception of type system windows markup XAML parse exception. All right, so this is a good time to talk about what to do when things go incorrectly with your app. Now, I just happen to know, because, well, I have the benefit of editing this video after the fact and edited out the 5 minutes that I stared at this, that I added an extra comma at the end of the margins. Now, for whatever reason, it showed up correctly in the XAML editor, but when we try to actually execute this and it tried to parse through the XAML in order to render it in the phone, it didn't like this extra comma. But then the dangers of copy and paste reared their ugly head, and I made that mistake in several versions of this. Now, I think I caught it in some of the later ones, but at any rate, I've now fixed that problem everywhere I copied and pasted that rectangle code. And let's see if we get it to run this time. Okay, now let's go ahead and click. And we see the little save button pop up. Of course, if we click that, it'll throw an exception. That's fine. All right, so let's go ahead and stop right there. And so to recap, there were no big takeaways per se in this lesson. We're just practicing the techniques that we've learned before to implement the special layout for this particular page. The only new control that you met was that toggle button, which will toggle on and off, that's as opposed to the typical button that we use where it can only be tapped or clicked once. But accidentally, we got to talk about the dangers of copy and paste and how to kind of look at and examine the exceptions that will happen during debug time and where to look for them. That was a XAML parse error. So where would we look in the C# code? No, we'd look in the XAML. Something was wrong. And so you can start just staring at your code and saying, what looks wrong about this? I mean, it's showing up correctly here. Oh, I see. It's an extra comma at the end. Duh. Okay. Those things happen. All right. So at any rate, we'll continue on in the next lesson. We'll see you there. Thank you. Thank you.